Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 4th, 2021, Child Care Assistance Forecasting Group, December 2020. Forecasting Group, staff from the Department of Management, DOM, the Department of Human Services, DHS, and the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, LSA, met on December 18, 2020 to discuss the Child Care Assistance, CCA, program's estimated fiscal year 2020 and fiscal year 2021 expenditures. The Forecasting Group is established in Iowa Code Section 234.47 to discuss revenues and expenditures and agree on an estimate for the current and upcoming fiscal years. Fiscal year 2021, while the LSA estimate that accompanies this fiscal update article shows an estimated CCA ending balance for fiscal year 2021 of $48.1 million, the forecasting group consensus estimates that CCA will have a fiscal year 2021 ending balance of $47.8 million. The fiscal year 2021 revenue estimate also includes some redistributed matching funds from the Child Care Development Fund, CCDF, for federal fiscal year 2020 and were received in state fiscal year 2021. These redistributed funds are not included in the fiscal year 2022 revenue baseline. The number of regular CCA cases was already lower than fiscal year 2019 utilization before the impacts of COVID-19 further drove down expenditures, and numbers have remained lower during the pandemic. Some of this decrease in utilization is also offset by DHS reimbursement for unlimited absences and additional expenses in state-funded provider stipends. The federal appropriation language around the Child Care and Development Block Grant CCDBG funds requires the increased funding to supplement, not supplant, state funding of CCA programs. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families, ACF, Office of Child Care, considers a state to have satisfied the, quote, supplement, not supplant, end quote, requirement if the state has not made administrative or legislative changes to reduce the amount of general revenue funds for CCA to low-income families below the amount the state would have spent under state law and policies in place on the date of enactment of the Federal Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018, March 23, 2018. Fiscal year 2022, the LSA estimated surplus for fiscal year 2022 is $370,000, but the consensus estimated shortfall for fiscal year 2022 is $340,000 before applying the carry forward from the previous fiscal year. Once the consensus projected fiscal year 2021 surplus is utilized, there is a projected surplus of $47.8 million. Regarding the fiscal year 2021 projection, there is an increase of $3.5 million due to rules promulgated by the DHS in ARC 5035C that adjust CCA plus eligibility and modify the definition of, quote, infant and toddler, end quote, and, quote, preschool, end quote, for purposes of reimbursement rates. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Chris Euben, legislative analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-0134.